You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
There are plenty of things in this world that might keep you up at night, but what is likely not high on your list is fungi. Unfortunately, that might be changing. In 2009, a patient in Japan developed a new fungal infection on the ear. The highly transmissible Candida auris fungus had been previously unknown to science and resistant to the drugs available to treat it. But within a few years, cases started emerging in Venezuela, Iran, Russia, and South Africa. Scientists assumed that the spread was due to human travel, but when they sequenced the cases, they were surprised to find that these strains weren't closely related at all. Instead, scientists were seeing multiple independent infections of an unknown fungal disease emerging around the world, all at the same time. About a third of people infected with Candida auris die from the infection within 30 days, and there have now been thousands of cases in 47 countries. Some scientists think this sudden boom in global cases is a harbinger of things to come. Life in the ocean appears to follow a simple mathematical rule. The abundance of an organism is closely linked to its body size. To put it another way, the smaller the organism, the more of them you find in the ocean. Krill are a billion times smaller than tuna, for example, but they are also a billion times more abundant. It's called the Sheldon spectrum, and it has been observed in plankton, fish, and in freshwater ecosystems too. But now humans seem to have broken this fundamental law of the ocean. In the journal Science Advances, a November study shows that the Sheldon spectrum no longer holds true for larger marine creatures. Thanks to industrial fishing, the total ocean biomass of larger fish and marine mammals is much lower than it should be if the Sheldon spectrum was still in effect. And 6 months ago, a tiny startup called Kitch sued Taylor, the billion-dollar manufacturer of McDonald's notoriously broken ice cream machines. For years, Kitch had sold a small device that hacks those ice cream machines, letting McDonald's restaurant owners better diagnose their maladies and make them work more reliably. Only to find, according to Kitch's legal complaint, that Taylor had conspired to copy its device and sabotage its business. Now, Kitch's lawsuit has revealed another side to that story, the internal communications of Taylor itself. Recently released documents appear to show that Taylor's executives did view Kitch as a business threat and worked to copy its device's features in a competing product, all while still failing to actually cure McDonald's ice cream headaches.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.